spot on. Thank you, John. Rob in Milpitas, California. Hey, Rob, what's up?
Well, I'm calling regarding a comment you made on Tuesday that if anyone has any brilliant ideas about ways we can get off fossil fuels in the next 12 years, you'd love to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
And one brilliant idea is personal rapid transit, PRT. And if you go to the website milpitasprt.com, a three-minute read of that page outlines this project that we're planning on building here that uses small, lightweight electric vehicles on an elevated guideway. And to give you an idea of the potential of this technology, consider how it compares with the $7 billion subway that San Jose plans to build. For that $7 billion, they're going to extend the commuter rail known as BART another 6 miles and add four stations.
Right.
But for that same $7 billion, we could build a network of PRT that covers 100 square miles with 24/7 on-demand transit service from and to any of 800 stations in that area.
Whoa.
So imagine the reduction in CO2 emissions if 40% of the drivers in that area stop driving. And
so how does this work? Are these like, you said small electric vehicles, but they're on a rail?
Yes.
So it's sort of like the monorails at Disney World or at some airports, but instead of a big, you know, multi-ton car, you've got a whole bunch of smaller cars that are strung together like a carnival ride, or
well, no, they're individually operated by a computer, so it's mm-hmm. all an automated system.
Right.
But the cabs are one third the weight of a Toyota Corolla, which is like 3,000 pounds. These
right.
guys are 1,000 pounds, which is key to making the guideway very light and therefore not nearly as expensive as other elevated technologies might be.
Right. Fascinating. Fascinating. What was the website again, Rob?
That's Milpitas, MilpitasPrt, Milpitasprt for personalrapidtransit.com.
Right. And where did this idea come from? Has any other city or state or country done this?
There have been a few kind of attempts, including the first one in Morgantown. There's a University of West Virginia there, and they, during the Nixon administration, they were trying to, you know, get something up and running real quick as a demonstration project. And that, because of they tried building it before they designed it,
uh-huh.
it didn't work out as well, although it's still working fine. It's been delivered like 80 million passenger miles with no serious injuries.
Yeah,
but more recently at Heathrow Airport, between the long-term parking and terminal number 5, they've got a system operating there. They opened something in South Korea at Suncheon Bay. Again, these are, you know, but that one's a bit larger vehicle. And
right.
none of them are really focusing on a really lightweight solution.
Fascinating. Rob, thanks a lot. That's absolutely fascinating. Ingenuity at work, right? And we do need more mass transit, personal rapid transit. Very cool. We'll continue with Anything Goes Friday on the other side of this break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.